Now, if you're a bit of an arachnophobe, be warned. Eight-legged beasties feature large in today's feature-length drama, a bawdy medieval fantasy about a pact with the devil and the extinction of a village.
Paul Copley plays Faber, Michael Cochran, Sir Richard, Christian Rodsker, Dunga, Carol Boyd, Mother Keech, Rachel Atkins, Christina, and Keith Drinkle, the man in green, in The Devil's Kiss by Stephen Dunstan. The action of the play takes place sometime in the latter part of the 14th century, somewhere in Yorkshire. The Devil's Kiss.
Friends, welcome. I wish you all good health and a long life.
Same to you.
Aye to you.
And I raise my tankard and drink to you all. My name is Theodore, and I have a story to tell you. I have a story to tell and something to show you. Here.
I've seen wood before.
Ah, indeed you have. But this ain't no ordinary wood, no. Because you see this round peg, what someone's driven hard into an hole here? Well, that peg... No, I won't tell you yet, for fear you take fright. I'll just say, if you knew what's trapped in that hole, trapped forever, there's many of you wouldn't want to be standing where I am. But later, maybe, I'll let some of you, those of you who wants to, and those who's brave enough, come up and touch this beam. And you'll go to your homes afterwards and say, I touched Theodore's beam. And I tell you this, that peg were driven into this beam by a very brave man on the very day of my birth. A man who saved my life, who snatched me from the clutches of Satan himself. A man that I came to call father. Such was his care for me. That man is seated over there. Stand up, father.
Good evening to you all.
That man saved this beam from the house where I was born in the village of Walliscote. Have you heard of Walliscote?
No?
Well, that ain't surprising, maybe, because there ain't a living soul there now, nor hardly a building standing. Even the great manor house what my father helped build stands empty and ruinous. And there's only one person alive who remembers the place. My father there. Oh, the tale you're about to hear is a story told me from the time I was old enough to understand words by that man. Father, tell these good people when I was born.
Christmas Day, in the year of our Lord,
1348. Aye, aye. That's a date sends a chill through many of your hearts. There's many of you here remember when death came swiftly stealing then. Ugly and black. And snatched your loved ones, your mothers and your fathers, your children, all to the grave. And no one told you how. Or why. Aye. Death came to Walliscote too. And I'm going to tell you how. And why?
I don't believe a word of it.
True.
Aye. And then toward Easter time, she came to church to take Christ's body, but she let it fall into her hand, took it home, opened her chest and laid it inside.
No.
Aye. And then she took a toad, laid it on the host and closed the lid.
She never did.
And when her husband came to bed, he said, wife, I hear a child wailing, because he did. And she said, don't be soft. But he looked in the chest and there was a wailing child with a toad on its head.
No, there never was.
God's my judge. Oh, shoo, Margaret.
But Christina told me that Christina. Up at Micklethwaite. Well, look, she told me that up at Micklethwaite there were three men taken for burying a cat alive with chrism and holy water to
if
drink.
If Christina told you, it's because it were two men and her.
No, well, it weren't. Because it were three men and they were all taken to be burned.
Christina will be burned one of these days.
No, she's been midwife for all my babes and they're all bonny. And she does good herbs for the pain of bearing.
She's been midwife four times to Alice Kuldevatch and all hers were underground. Mm. And I dare say when this one's born it'll go the same way.
She was a mercy at the manor court for letting three pigs into Richard pasture, was Alice. Had to pay sixpence. Only everyone knows it was Will Dunga's fault.
Will Dunga.
Yes, Richard didn't listen. He don't care about no one long as he gets his fines. Do you know, when Agnes Fairhead's husband died, Sir Richard took his best ox for Harriet. It were worth 7 shillings.
What?
Yes, 7 shillings. Mm. And then Agnes were told she had to marry Tom Langand or Adam Adam Gresley.
Adam Gresley?
Yeah, yeah, him. And they were given till next court sitting to choose which it would be.
Hey, Roger, you let go of Ren if you want to roll up.
Oh, well, that's the way it is. Ain't it, Margaret?
Yeah,
at least no one's going to marry you.
What you done?
I'm keeping you with Sarah company, John Faber, while you drink.
Me? I'm not drinking. It's Pie Shank who's drinking. Oh, isn't it, yeah. Pie Shank?
Oh, I'm not drinking.
Hello, Margaret. You're looking winsome.
Oh, aye. Well, who's going to be fit to put a hand to the plough tomorrow is what
but
I want
to know. We shall all be fit to put a hand to it, even a foot. Come now, won't you dance?
I will
dance,
not.
Won't you, Margaret, eh? Wobble all that juicy flesh, come on. Like this.
Lift your foot. Lift your foot.
Hey, hey, we'll lift our own feet in our own time, Thomas Pie Shank. Come on, come with me, Margaret. Let's find Father Crispin. He's like that coward is in the church again.
Are they?
Ooh, I got the shit. My Alice says it smells worse than pigs. She won't let me touch her.
For a woman with a face like a cow's ass, she's got a lot of sense.
No, but she won't let me near her.
Does that matter?
Her belly stirs my lust, the size of it. I can't keep myself down. It was like this with the other four births. The closer her time gets, the bigger she gets, the more it gets me going.
Shame to have a shits, then.
See that belly and whir.
Hey, Christina will sort you out. She'll give you herbs.
To cure his shits or stop his lust.
Both.
I don't trust Christina. There. You're looking good, Sarah.
Another 2 months to go.
Looking good, though. Getting bigger.
You get Christina to give you the herbs for your lust, or I'll sit you astride the anvil and sort you out myself.
But doesn't your Sarah's belly get you going?
You stop thinking about it. You'll do yourself a mischief. Well, aye, aye. There's Bellman. Wonder what he wants.
I'm off there. You coming, Sarah?
No, what for?
I want to show you what you do to me.
It's on you, Pie Shank.
I need someone to loosen my breech.
Well, go and ask Mother Keith.
Now, there's an idea.
Don't get any more bastards.
Oh, me? Mother Keith?
Here. I'll tell you what Bellman wants, right? He's come to tell us Sir Richard started keeping sheep and he wants us to bugger off somewhere else so we can pull our homes down and grow grass.
No, I don't do that.
No, it's happened to other places. All right, then. Come on, what's he want, then?
He's come to tell us Sir Richard wants to reward us for building his manor house.
Oh.
And he's going to give us 10 shilling each.
No, John, you do make a bloody laugh.
Well, I'll tell you this. If he's brought word Sir Richard wants us up the manor now, he can shove his head up my arse.
Yeah.
It's St. Bennet's Day and I'm stopping here.
Right.
Geoffrey! Geoffrey!
Yes, Father?
Listen, the men of the village will be arriving soon to be given their task, but I wanted to talk to you about it first.
Yes, Father.
They wouldn't understand the merely the tools, but you and I possess God's greatest gift, a mind, and it is our duty to use our minds to elucidate the mysteries of his greatness, do you see?
Yes, Father.
So, tell me, which number do you think embodies the greater divine revelation, in which lies embedded the Trinity? 100... or 102?
Which do you think, Father?
I'm asking, which you think?
Well, 100 is rounder.
Rounder, rounder! Listen to the divine mystery of 102. At the digits.
What?
1, 0, and 2. At them.
Well, 1 and 0 and 2 comes to 3.
Yes, 3. The Holy Trinity. Now, apply the golden section to 102.
I'm afraid you'll have to tell me.
39 and 63. 39 is to 63, as 63 is to 102. And it is all brimming with threes. Everything reduces to 3. Divide 39 by 3, divide 63 by 3, divide 102 by 3, and you get 13, 21, 34 at the digits. And you have 4, 3, and 7. Multiply 4 by 3 by 7, what do you get? 84 at the digits. Add the digits.
8 and 4 is 12.
Yes, and add the digits.
1 and 2 is 3.
Yes! 3. And did you notice the sevens? 84 divided by 12.
7.
What is 7?
No, I'm afraid you'll have to tell me.
7 is the Terra Repromissionis Sanctorum. 7 is the Sabbath. 7 is the Blessed Virgin. Divide 102 by 3. Divide.
34.
34 at the digits.
3 and 4 is 7.
7! Multiply the Blessed Virgin by the Holy Trinity.
21.
21 at the digits.
2 and 1 is 3.
3! Now, multiply 102 by 34.
I'm afraid you'll have to tell me.
3,468 at the digits.
21.
21! The Virgin and the Trinity at the digits.
3.
3.
100. 100 has as much divinity as a flat griddle. No, it has to be 102. Come, let us deliver our wisdom to the peasants.
Observe, Geoffrey. Men of the soil.
Yes, Father.
Men, I have a task for you. A very particular special task. A simple one, but special. This manor is incomplete. There is open land to the south. In it you will plant 102 tall beech trees. Oh, quiet. But these trees are not to be planted anyhow. They are to be planted in two concentric circles. The inner circle will contain 39 evenly spaced trees. The outer will contain 63 evenly spaced trees. The trees will be fully grown. Quiet. And the work must be completed.
My lord.
Quiet. And the work must be completed in 1 month's time. You, little man, what do they call you?
William, my lord. Dunger.
Dunger. Well, William Dunger, can you count?
Yes, my lord.
Hold out your hands. You only have 8 fingers.
Yes, my lord. The others was bitten off.
Do not let this man do the counting. I do not want to be 2 trees short. And you, sine dentibus, what do they call you?
William, my lord. Honeyman.
Well, William Honeyman, sine dentibus, can you count?
Yes, my lord.
But don't count with your teeth.
My lord, it's the season to be preparing the field.
Quiet.
Ploughing and sowing.
Quiet.
And every day, every man...
Enough! The sun rises, the sun sets. God has given us the night for sleep and the day for labour. He has given you hands, he has given you arms, he has given you spades, he has given you oxen, he has given you carts. Move 4 trees a day for the first 2 weeks, 3 trees a day for the second 2 weeks, and that leaves a mere 4 trees to be moved in the final 3 days.
Sundays, my lord. Sundays is holy days.
Sundays. Yes. Well, move 5 trees a day for the first 2 weeks, 4 trees a day for the next week, 3 trees a day for the week after that, and that gives you every Sunday off, and 3 days left at the end for boon work on the demesne. Oh. Well, you have wives, you have children, do they not know how to plough and sow? I see no problem. You may choose yourselves where you take the trees from. All I ask is that they be tall and sound and straight. And 102 in number. Bellman, show these creatures out.
What do we tell the women? That's what I want to know.
Tell them. Tell them the truth. Tell them there ain't going to be no harvest this year because there won't be no seed at ground.
Man, John will say it's my fault. I know what she'll do. She'll say it's my fault when that pie shanker at the top of that big field again.
Stop moaning and think of something clever.
We could just say no.
Oh.
I mean, say to Sir Richard, we broke our backs building your manor house, but we ain't going to do no more. You can plant your own trees.
Oh, you're going to say that, are you? You're going to go back and tell him that? I'd like to see. You've got as much spine as a field of slugs.
It's not spine we need. It's 10 teams of oxen, 100 score hands.
We're all going to starve, aren't we, if we don't get the field sown?
We might as well die now.
God help us all.
Come, come, come. What kind of talk is that?
Who's he?
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Master Faber. Good day to all of you.
Good day, sir.
By the sound of things, the day is not at all good.
Well, we have a grumble now and again when things get burdensome.
Burdensome? We might as well die.
Oh, well, maybe things are looking a touch worse this afternoon than they were this morning.
There's no need for reticence, Faber. I know all about your plight, and I want to help you.
What do you know, sir?
Me? I know everything. I know how tall a beech tree grows and how hard it is to move. I know how long it takes to plough a furlong of your stony land, and I know the stubbornness of your oxen and how few you have. I know all of your names and the names of your children. I know the names of your fathers and your father's fathers. I know more about you than you know yourselves. And about Sir Richard.
Ain't you a friend of his, then?
I want everyone to be my friend, but today I am here to help you.
Huh?
You obviously need a demonstration of my goodwill. Now, who, I wonder, is the best fisherman amongst you? Master Dunger.
Hey,
Will Dunger, he couldn't catch a crayfish if it were hanging off his balls.
Of course
you could. We'll show them, shall we? In you go.
What?
Yes, in the river.
We ain't allowed to take from this, but Sir Richard...
Come, come, I'm sure you never let that stop you before. Try... That patch of reed. You should be able to tickle something out of there.
dear! It's warm!
Yes, chilly streams are most unpleasant, aren't they?
Keep your head up! Watch your door go under!
Quietly, Master Muckle. We don't want to frighten the fish away, do we? There, little William. Now, gently does it. Gently with those fingers. I do believe he's found something. Has he? Yes, he has. And up it comes. Yes. Yes. Yes! And kill it, Master Muckle.
Right.
Look at the size of it.
I caught that.
Now that should feed all of you. No need to tell your wives, bake it here. I can make you a fire. You see, I'm something of a poacher myself, and I always know where to find the big fish.
It's true, and no mistake.
I caught that!
So do I convince you. I'm on your side. Master Honeyman, gather some sticks.
Right,
and let's have some flat stones.
Flat stones?
I'll start you off.
How'd you do that?
Oh, it's a little trick of mine.
Wood weren't even dry. How'd you...
Don't you worry your head about that. Help Will Honeyman find more sticks.
We thank you for the fish, sir. Whoever you might be, it makes a difference when there's little enough to eat. And we thank you for your offer to help. But truth is, sir, we've been tasked with the impossible.
Nothing is impossible, Master Faber, in my experience, with the right approach. So listen. I want to help. I won't accept no for an answer. And frankly, I don't think you have an option. But you're proud men and wouldn't want me to do all the work. So shall we say this? You choose all the trees and dig, say, two a day. Carefully, of course. Great care must be taken with living things. Then I will take responsibility for the rest of the digging, the transporting and the replanting. How does that sound?
Sounds like no one on earth would offer that for what we can afford to pay.
My dear Faber, you underestimate me. I shall not ask for anything you do not, or will not soon have, nor that you could not easily part with.
So, what is your fee, sir?
Merely an unbaptized child.
It was small.
How small?
Sprightly.
Not small like Will Dunger.
No, sprightly.
And all in green.
He have a red feather in his hat.
A red feather.
Oh, he did.
How do you know that?
Christina knows things.
They say you do wear a red feather.
Any fool knows that.
I didn't know it.
And he had a dark skin.
Aye, sort of shiny dark, reddish.
Aye, like he'd been sitting by a fire.
Oh, so he had.
But he was like a gentleman, you say.
Aye, smart.
I thought he was a gentleman.
Till he said... what he said.
But had it not occurred to you that he might have been a gentleman? Might he not have been one of Sir Richard's friends playing a trick on you? Aye, of course he was.
You weren't there, Thomas Parson.
Aye, don't you mock. We know who they've seen, and it's Father Crispin's duty to reconsecrate the place he defiled if he dares go there.
I don't know, Mother Keach. I'd be mightily alarmed to think of such a person stalking the earth in bodily form, and yet... the men have been celebrating before they went up to the manor. It would have been easier now.
No!
What about the fish?
Aye, what about my fish?
There ain't never been mortal man caught a fish that big.
Especially Will Dunger.
Well, yes. But you didn't bring this fish back to show us, did you?
You've got to do something, Father.
Because Alice's babe's the first.
And I don't want to lose this one.
Yeah, but if she does lose hers anyway, mine's the second. And I shan't give my babe to Satan either.
I'm not leaving this church till my babe's born and blessed. Because he'll come back and all, because they do say...
Aye, they do say that when he's been
seen
once...
you won't find much protection in a church that's used as a stable.
Mother Keach, all God's creatures deserve shelter. And this last winter was as bad as any I've known.
But what does he say about using his church as a brew house, eh?
Well, I think you should have said yes.
Aye, I do. Because how else will you shift that number of trees?
Christina, may your soul be pardoned for such wickedness.
Oh, you're all fading flowers, aren't you? You're none of your real men. Did he ask for payment in advance? So what's to stop you saying yes? Not even Alice Kuldavash is due within a month. The work could be finished by then, and then you just don't pay up. Well, you all know how to cheat, don't you?
No, Christina. If work's got to be done, we'll do it our own way. All right, try again. One, two, three.
She's moving.
Nah, she's never.
Yeah, Will Dunger, push a bit, can't you?
I am pushing.
Nah, she's never.
This wouldn't be happening if I'd been with you. I wouldn't have let Sir Richard get away with it. I'd have said
up,
to
push.
Him.
Oh.
God, no. Oh, she's never. How deep do these poxy roots go?
Wrong way.
Down into hell.
Don't say that.
Can't they cut them off?
Of course you can't cut them off. How's the tree going to hold itself up, you dozing clod?
We don't need roots that long.
If a tree's got roots that long, it's because it needs roots that long.
We ain't never going to shift it,
we
then.
We've got to dig deeper.
Aye, down into hell.
Don't say that.
How you doing, lads? Brought some red nail.
Oh, thank you, Christina.
Here you are.
I'll whistle with it.
Well, that's it, then. Where are your trees? You're not still on your first one.
It's a big one. Thought we'd start on a big one.
That's why it takes longer.
You're still on your first one? I don't believe this. You've been here half the day.
Oh, well, it's not gone easy.
I'll say. Are you going to get how many dug today and moved and replanted?
It's getting the hang of it.
Them roots is a bugger.
Me, I say, cut them off.
I say, cut your head off.
I say, it wouldn't be happening if they'd have stood up to Sir Richard and not let him push up around.
Oh, God, shut up.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
Aye, and where was Parshank then?
It's my business.
Well, I say it's not right. The tree should be so hard to dig. There's something else to this.
Look out! Look out! Oh, 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 oh.
Holy Jesus. How'd that happen?
We weren't nowhere near it.
Did you touch it?
I didn't touch it.
Master Card, Ox is dead too.
It ain't natural. Tree can't do that. Not when we couldn't shift it an inch.
No one could have budged it.
It's something else, did it?
The powers of darkness. Aye. Risen up from hell.
It's your fault, Thomas Parshank. You're here talking.
Look there. In trees.
Where?
There. It's him.
Who?
Him. Him in green. And he's right. I saw his red feather.
Run!
They all ran away, Christina.
Yes.
But you didn't.
No.
Are you afraid of me? You know how foolish they are, don't you? They'll never move the trees on their own, will they? Will they?
No.
Because the roots reach down to hell. Would you like to help them?
Me?
Yes, you could help them.
How?
Oh, Christina, I'm so misunderstood. Do I seem so very terrible to you? Do I seem so much more terrible than the misery and suffering and even starvation that will afflict the whole village if the men persist in their folly? Let me do the work for them. Then everyone will be happy. Sir Richard will be happy because he has his little circles of trees. You will all be happy because you will have time to plough and sow and eat and drink, and you will clothe your families and keep them warm in winter and laugh and be merry in the sunshine of summer. And I will be happy because I have the companionship of an unspoiled infant to bring up in my own way. What is so terrible about that? No one will have got to know the child. No one will miss it. It will be just another mouth for you to feed. Look, I won't even ask them to dig their first quota of trees. Say yes. Say yes, Christina.
Would I sign in blood?
No, no, no. I would never ask a pretty creature like you to do such a thing. No. I will plant a gentle kiss upon your cheek, and when you remember the kiss, you will remember our bargain. Say yes.
Yes.
Commit murder here!
It ain't murder, it's judgment. I say burn
her!
Wait! Christina, can it be true what they say?
Who else would sell a child to the devil? I say burn her for a sin!
Burn her!
Wait!
Let her speak. You men, let go her arms! Let her go!
Oh, you're all fools, aren't you? I haven't sinned. The person who has sinned is Sir Richard. He has sinned against us.
And you have.
No, not me. But he sins against us again and again. He thought he could crush us with his latest madness, but I say, let him have his trees, and much good may they do him. Because, all right, I did make a pact, yes. Oh, but you don't have to be scared, because nothing's going to happen to us. How long does it take a baby to be born? Even Sarah Wunstrang don't drop her without some warning. As for Alice Goldabash, no, I tell you, Alice, as soon as your waters break, you call for Father Crispin, and he'll have his breakfast and his dinner and his next breakfast by your bedside before you've done pushing. And as soon as that babe's out, he'll have holy water on its head before it utters its first feeble whimper.
Oh, I still say, Berner, we didn't make no pact.
No, we did.
Well, I made it for you. And I say this. You have to stand up for yourselves and fight evil, whether it's a tyrant lord or the evil one himself, and that's what I'm going to do. So if you want to burn me, all right, burn me, and see where that leaves you. Or wait till that babe of Alice is baptised, and make up your minds then. Because I ain't never going to let a babe of ours be handed over, and that's a promise. So, are you with me or not?
Jeffrey, come and look at this. Stand by me. There. We have some trees. What do you think?
Well, they're splendid.
I have to confess, I didn't think they had it in them, but there it is. Every day we'll be able to stand here and see the pattern take shape little by little until the circles are complete and the mystic harmony can resound.
Yes.
You see, Jeffrey, we are doing more than planting trees here. I don't discuss this kind of thing with your mother because she's a woman and wouldn't understand. But it is important that you understand so that you can carry on the great work when I am no longer here.
Yes, Father.
You see, one of the greatest faculties of man is his ability to create order out of chaos. That is what makes us human, not animal. For if we do not do that, what is there? What is our life? What is there but mere brute existence? One day, we shall be judged for what we have achieved in our span of life on Earth. What I am doing here is creating something that will outlive me. Something of beauty, order, and symmetry. Your beasts of the forest, from the humblest mouse to the wildest wolf, are creatures of chaos. And so is your peasant in the village. He survives or he does not, as do the plants and animals, according to the benevolence of summer or the severity of winter. He cannot conceive of such things as beauty, order, and symmetry, and for that reason can scarcely be said to be truly human. He is born, he breeds, he dies. He may as well be a turnip or a dung beetle. But he is necessary. He is necessary to fulfill the task that we would otherwise have to do. For if we had to waste our time in mindless drudgery, there would be no time for creating things of beauty, order, and symmetry, and we would all, peasant and lord, be reduced to mere brute existence, and there would be nothing created of mystery or splendour in the whole wide world, and that would be the worst fate humanity could suffer. Do you see?
Cups inside me in the night.
Well, let's feel.
It wasn't now, you daft lad.
Let's feel anyway.
Your hands are cold. Let me be.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Warm them up under your bum then.
Oh.
Here, get off the bed.
She's all right.
Why does the babe have to be born? Why can't you just stay like this? So big. Oh, you're so big.
Aye, and I'll burst. Go on like this. I could burst right now.
I'll burst you then. Hey, come on.
Oh, let me burst you, please.
Get up. I'm not feeling good. Hey, what's going on? Hey, go and see what's up. And pull your breech up and on.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
He's done it. It's finished. The trees are done.
The trees are done, Alice. Come on, come on. They're all going to sing.
Oh, wait for me. Thomas. Well, aren't you nice? Oh, get out the way. Oh. Husband. Thomas, wait for me. Thomas Pyeshank, come back here for me. Come back. Thomas, wait. Come back. Come back. It's happening. Oh, wait for me. Wait!
Listen, everyone. Listen. It's done. It's done right. We could never have done it. And we've got our field sown. And there's one person we've got to thank. We doubted her. Some had even strung her up. But here we are. It's done. And God knows where we'd be without her. So thank you, Christina. Come here. Thank you for showing us the way. Listen, everybody. Make a circle. We'll go round the trees. Outside, then inside. So take hands.
Not widdishins. Not widdishins. Hey, Margaret, take pie shank. Come on. It's only pie shank.
What's that?
Listen. It's Alice.
I thought she was with us.
Oh, shame, is she?
What's up with her?
Alice, what's up, Alice?
She started early. That's what.
Oh, God. Where's Father Crispin?
He's not here.
Oh.
Pie shank, for the sake of your immortal soul, run and fetch Father Crispin. Now.
Dear Lord in heaven, I am fearful. The forces of darkness are poised for victory, and it's my fault. If I believed the men when they first came running with their frantic wild tales, I could have prevented Christina's folly. And yet every dawn of this month I've crept out to the land south of the manor house and seen each day a little portion more of the pattern of trees becoming visible, and I quickened inside. Thrilling at what I saw. Lord, if this were the work of the hands of men, it would be a triumph. What greater affirmation could there be of man's ability to conceive of perfection and offer it up to you in celebration of your greatness? It would be an act of worship. Am I so wrong to have felt gladdened? Lord, I am not fit to lead these people to you, but do not desert us. Send one of your angels to do battle for us.
Father Crispin, come. You've got to come.
What?
It's my Alice.
It's all right, Alice. Just don't push.
Can I help?
Yeah, fetch me some wild yam. No, that'll take too long.
Father Crispin!
Listen, I need black meat.
Father Crispin!
Oh, hush, no. Do you know what it looks like?
Tell me.
Does anyone here know?
No!
What would it be? We'll not have time anyway.
He's tricked us. I'm never this quick.
Oh, hush, it's all right. It's all right. No, he's coming. Your Thomas has run to fetch
him. You'll come too late.
No, he won't.
Can I fetch you, Miss Christina? I know black meat.
No, but you can't run in your stead.
Is Satan going to come and snatch my babe?
Of course not.
I say that. Him. Help, where?
Oh, I can't hold it. I can't stop
we'll,
it.
We'll done the scene.
It's all right, Alice. You let it come now. Yeah, you let it come. Father Crispin's on his way.
They're coming.
That's it, Alice. Don't hold back no more.
They're on. Where? I've seen them.
That's it.
We're coming.
See, there's your Thomas. He wouldn't let you down.
That's it. He's got lots of hair, your baby has. Yeah. Don't let him come till Father Crispin's here.
It's all right. He'll be here.
Come on.
That's it. Now you let him go. Come on. No. 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 One more push. That's it. One more push. It's a boy. It's a boy, Alice.
Patrice, I smell the scent. I baptize you. What's he to be called?
What's he to be called, Alice? What's he to be named?
Thomas, of course. I baptize you, Thomas, and sign you with the sign of the cross that hereafter you may not be afraid to confess the faith of Christ crucified.
and fight against sin and the works of Satan until your life's end. And may the Spirit of the Lord be with you forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We've done it.
We've done it.
Hey, Christina. You've done it.
What's up?
You seen Christina this morning?
No, should I have?
I went out early to get water and I saw her trying to catch a reflection in pond. Dear God. When she saw herself, she ran back in her house. You won't believe it.
Tell me.
Her face. You can't see half her face. She's got a great black spider growing out her cheek.
All right, listen. We all here as wants to be.
Aye.
You're Sarah, ain't you?
She's with the children. She didn't want to come.
Where's Father Crispin?
He's praying.
That's what he calls it.
She'll be here. We need
him. Well, we'll see. See what we think's to be done.
I know very well what's to be done. That's the devil's mark she's bearing, isn't it, John Faber? Mm-hmm. You know that. Because Christina told you herself the pact she made was sealed with a kiss on her cheek. So you tell me that spider ain't growing out the very spot he kissed her. And you know as well as I do what's to be done with them as carries the devil's mark.
But why is she bearing it?
It's a punishment she done wrong.
What was her wrong?
What was her wrong? It's you's wrong in the head, John Faber. Her wrong was she made a pact with the devil. If you can't see
so
that, then you...
So, why has he punished her? See, Mother Keith? That weren't her wrong. Her wrong was that she defied him. She didn't hand over Pyshank's babe, and God help us if she had. I'm not saying she should. What I'm saying is, we all did wrong in his eyes, because we all defied him.
So why ain't we being punished?
That's what I'm saying.
We ain't being punished, because we didn't make no pact. We were never going to, we never wanted to.
But we let him do the work for us. See, what I'm trying to say is, if he wanted to punish her, he'd do more than that, wouldn't he? He could have...
It's a warning. It's a warning of what he can do if we don't pay up.
Thank you, Will.
Who's he warning, then? Eh? He can't threaten me. My soul is spotless and my conscience is clear. And so is everyone's here. And I say to you all, anyone who thinks he's guilty with Christina, stand up. Eh? See, John Faber.
So what's to be done then?
What's to be done? Why, burn her, of course.
Burning her won't kill the spider. No, it won't. Because the spider's from hell and hell is fire. You can't do it that way.
Drown her, then. Drown her with a millstone and drown the thing with her.
But who's to say the devil's mark won't appear on the hand of them who hangs the millstone on her?
Stone her. We could stone her. Because no one would know whose stone it was killed her.
Yeah. Yeah. But who's going to take the body away?
And what if we don't hit the spider?
What if you do? Hit spider.
Can't we give her a chance? Can't we let her run for it?
You. They drive you away to fend for yourself with the wild animals in the forest. The forest is a dangerous place, I know.
What are you going to do to me?
I suspect they're afraid of you. One can understand their position. Have you seen yourself?
I saw myself in the pond. and here in the river.
But reflections don't do justice to the real thing. Have you touched your cheek?
No.
Do try. The hairs on his back are surprisingly soft. And you could trace each leg quite distinctly. If you tried, each one a vehicle for quite individual pain. You see, it makes their stone throwing seem a game. I'm quite pleased with the way the trees have turned out. What did you think? It was an inspired piece of planning by Sir Richard. Do you think he'll reward you all? Well, not you, of course. You're no longer there. And they'll flourish. Look magnificent soon. Lots of greenery. The birds won't settle, though. Never do. They seem to know. Ah, well. You can't have everything.
What are you going to do to me?
Do to you? My dear Christina, whatever do you mean?
Are you going to kill me?
What an extraordinary thought. Why ever should I do that when you have a job left? Unfinished.
Oh, dear.
Sarah Womstrang's child is due. Soon.
I shan't do your work. I'd rather you did kill me, and if you won't, then I shall starve myself and put myself where the wolves will find me and they can tear me to pieces.
My dear Christina, not only shall I not kill you, I shall positively keep you alive. You will drift, hungry, into sleep and wake with your belly full. You will seek out the wolves and they will flee from you. You will cast yourself from the precipice and I will bear you gently to earth. Oh, no. You can't escape that easily.
Faber.
Dunga.
Hey.
Well, what is it?
I've seen her.
Oh. Where? Christina? Where?
Back nether end. Back spinning, back of my dung heaps. She saw us and hid, but not afore I'd seen her.
Well, she's been gone a month. Whoa, girl. What's she after? She after food, do you think?
Don't know. I tell you, I saw a side of her face. It's terrible. Spider's grown.
Maybe we should have drowned her after all. Be kinder. Put her out of a... Dear God. No. No, she couldn't. That couldn't be...
What, John?
I pray I'm wrong. I've got to get to Sarah. Go for Father Crispin now. Tell him to make haste. I just pray I'm wrong.
There now, hold on, Sarah, hold on. Come on now, lass.
You started, Sarah.
Ah, she started.
How long?
A while.
She coming quick?
No, quicker than she usually do.
It's the devil's trick.
John!
But we beat him with Kuldavash, we'll beat him now.
John!
Well, Dunga's already gone for Father Crispin.
What's the alarm, John?
Christina's on her way. That's what.
Christina!
Christina! Don't you go any closer! Oh,
John! It has to be for the best. It's not just me. He'll suffer if we don't. He told me, please!
Muggle!
John!
Will!
No!
Get
no!
No!
No! John! No!
Well, take it, Smithers! We're tired of the anvil! Hold her! Hold her, for God's
sake! Don't want that spider on me!
I've got an arm! Take her leg! Go up! Tighter! Can't pull that one tighter! Right. She won't get loose from that in a hurry! All right, you two, stand guard!
Where are you going? to see my babe born.
What do we do if she breaks free?
She won't. What if she does? Stick her with a hot iron. What if Satan comes to fetch her?
Or us.
Make a sign of the cross with hammer and tongs.
What if it don't work?
Then you're done for.
Oh, I don't like this.
Well, I'm here to like it.
Yeah, look at the cheek. What's that spider
don't
doing?
Don't get me to look.
No, look. It's swelling up. Let's get out of here.
We've got to stay.
No, well, she's tied tight.
We've got to stay, Muckle.
What if Father Crispin don't get there in
He'll
time?
He'll be here. Will Tonga's small, but he can run fast.
It's swelling. Oh, give me the hammer and tongs.
Christina!
What was that?
Christina!
It's splitting open. Jesus Christ, it's splitting open. There's things coming out.
Holy Mother of God.
Mind out.
Holy Mother of God.
Get out of here, get out of here, get out of here.
No, get back out of their way. Let them get out.
Jesus, save us.
Oh, there are spiders inside her.
Who's that?
Come on. We've got to find out where they've gone.
Thomas, come quick. The cow. Look at them things on it.
Dear God. Here, slosh out on them. Try and wash them out. I'll get help. Hey, Marco!
No. No.
Marco, we need you.
I need you more like. Things on Christina's cheek burst. All of them little ones came out.
What's to be done?
Oh, I dare go near them.
Look, they're moving off. Where are they going?
Too late. Our cows are near dead. They're in Adam's spirits now.
Oh, Frank! Get down the pond! Adam Grislin's horse flung itself in!
Spiders like that, I've never seen them.
There ain't a lot we can do. Horse is done for.
Just be right, poisonous them things.
Got my ends, all of them, and the pig.
Owls and all.
Damn Christina.
Listen. Everyone's beasts are dying. Mine too. They're all turning black and dying. Everyone's. At least they got Father Crispin in time.
Perhaps you shouldn't have.
No! You shall not have her! She is in sanctuary, as is her right! Nor will I open till you cease your violent clamour and stand in peace!
Father, at least open the door and let us talk to you.
I shall only open the door, Will Halliman, when you have persuaded the people to stand in peace and on condition no one tries to enter before I give them leave.
We don't want your weaselly words, Father. We want Christina.
Aye! But he ain't gonna open it for you to take her. He ain't gonna open it unless you promise to keep peace. You ain't gonna batter the door down or break a window to get in, are you? So, let's talk to him. All right, Father, they promise.
It's all right, my child.
Yes, Father.
We want Christina.
She is in sanctuary.
Then all are out.
No.
We'll come and get her.
No, Alice Goldavat, you will not.
Her bones should have been ash a long time ago.
Aye, this wouldn't have happened if we burned her out at the start.
Have you forgotten she brought your babe into the world?
I brought my babe into the world and could have done it with a lot less worry if she hadn't have been around.
You've got to see, Father, we did wrong in letting her live. The moment she made her pact, we should have done something.
But you chose not to.
And you weren't going to stop us again.
Oh, right. Then you'll have to kill me.
And bear that sin on yourselves too, for I will not allow you to violate sanctuary.
Our beasts died in black agony because of her, and you're going to let her live?
We've let her live when we shouldn't have twice, and each time it led to worse. You let her live now, what's going to happen next time?
Satan's power don't stop at this.
Next time there's a birth, eh? What's Satan going to do to us then? Yeah,
listen, all of you! Listen!
There will be no next time. It's over. Christina's cheek is clear. There is not a trace of a blemish on her skin. The spider is gone. The devil has left her. For Jesus Christ's sake, the woman is penitent.
Berner.
Can you not give up your pagan lust for blood and embrace forgiveness? Christina has suffered more than any of us. She is good and brave, a good and brave person who made one wrong decision, not for personal gain, but to help the whole village. And as a consequence, she has borne more pain and misery than any of you will ever know. Yes, she did wrong, but she has been sorely punished. We have all been punished for our folly. But it is time to repent and rebuild our lives. It is all over. Do you not see? You do not need to punish her again. Take her back amongst you. Start again. It is all over.
Jeffrey, this business with the villagers' animals, what can we do? They simply don't have the wit to care for their creatures properly. Would we have let our animals become so fatally diseased, eh? Well, would we?
Well, no, Father.
And then to cap it all, their John Faber has the temerity to ask if I could provide replacements. Said he believed the manor had some surplus.
Well, we do.
Indeed, but that, Geoffrey, is not the point. Not that I don't care, but where would humanity be? People never learn to stand on their own two feet. They always thought they could rely on someone else with more sense to help them out. Hmm? Still, I suppose you're right. But they'll have to work for it. Now, what can we get them to do? A new barn. Yes, they could build us a new barn. That lower field there, they could drain that for us. It'll come in handy for something. Might even start keeping sheep, you never know. What about a dovecot? I rather fancy a fine stone dovecot. Please your mother as well. Yes, yes, a dovecot. That should keep their idle hands busy till the end of August.
Most merciful and loving Father, we give you thanks for this bountiful harvest.
Thank you, Lord.
You heard the prayers of your humble servants in their time of need and trouble, and you look kindly upon them, and bade the earth bring forth her fruits of increase in abundance, and we are most heartily thankful.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
John, well, your Sarah's looking well, and your little one, she's coming on.
Aye.
Paishang's got the shits again, I hear.
It's them apples he pinched. Mm. Tell him not to eat so many daft bugger. Mother Keach is looking vexed about something.
Well, she's been vexed ever since the Assize found her ale to be 2 weeks.
Her ale's always been 2 weeks.
You had some of my me.
I have. That ain't 2 weeks.
Muckle sweat out on
her. That's another daft bugger.
Oh, what an harvest, eh?
Yeah.
I've never seen one like it.
Ain't gonna go hungry this winter, that's for sure.
That's on account of God's forgiving us, isn't it? Welcome back to the ways of righteousness, my children.
Why do you say that?
Now you'll find out.
What do you mean? Will, hey, what do you mean? Come back.
Go and ask Christina.
What?
You heard.
Get it off. Christine?
John? I didn't hear you.
What are you doing?
You're washing my face.
Why aren't you out at Greenwich? Rest of us, what you got you need to wash so bad?
Nothing. Nothing, just some smuts.
Kind of smuts. Take that cloth away. Take it away. Dear God.
It ain't a spider yet, John. We don't know that for sure. It's just marks.
Marks, right.
Don't do anything to me. Not yet. Please.
Oh, God in heaven! How is this ever to end? Dear Lord, my Father, what are we to do? If you love us, help us. Send us a sign.
Father Crispin.
Oh, yeah, Mother Keach.
Father Crispin, I know I'm a sinner in the eyes of the church. We all are, but I haven't come about me. I've come about Margaret. And Margaret can't confess, not having the words, so I've come to confess for her. Mm. See, I suppose it's a... Bulk has disguised it all through the summer, right up to harvest, and she didn't know to tell me, but it must have been, way back St. Bennet's tide it happened. Of course, we don't know who the father is. Oh. Now, I can think of a name or two, but I won't mention it, not being my place to accuse in here. But there it is. Not that I ain't glad for her. Having a child can be a misery, but it can be a joy, too, and it's something no woman should go to the grave without knowing. I thought Margaret would never know it, but see, she's to have her turn too, and I thank the Lord. Bastard or no bastard.
Hold the ball, Muckle. Bye, Shank, get to them. All right, now, Muckle, take that one doorbell out door frame with blood. Right. Another shutter round that hole it wall. Stop Satan hearing us. Pyshank, take this one when it's full and pass it round. Now, all of you, bare your throats. And when Pyshank brings bowl, you dip your finger in, wipe it across your throat. And then dip your finger in again and seal your lips with it. Because not one word of what's spoken here must be breathed outside these walls. Not to Nubde. Not to your wives and your children, not to Nubde. And not to Father Crispin. Above all, not to Father Crispin. You wouldn't understand. Right. This morning, Christina went away again. It's given out she's gone to her cousin in Micklethwaite, but she'll be back when right time comes. Because we've been sent a gift from heaven to help us finish this business once and for all.
Margaret, is the babe coming? Is that what you're trying to tell me? No, oh, it's all right. We'll sort you out. It's a good thing what's happening. It's going to make you joyful. And you're going to have a Christmas babe born on the same day as our Lord and Saviour. So God is smiling on you, Margaret. You were blessed beyond others.
It's Christina back.
Aye, and I warn you, her spidery never looks so bad.
You up and does us?
Aye, they're already guarding the road out the village.
Good.
Snow's firm, but it's bitter cold. You have to go fast.
Is Father Crispin in the church?
Aye.
Will Dunga clear what he's got to do?
Aye.
Let's go then.
John?
Oh, go back to sleep.
Where are you off to?
Going to cut the faggot for Yule Fire Austin.
Oh, no, you're not. Who's that with you?
Just go back to sleep.
Is it Will Honeyman? What's he doing here?
You see to babe.
She's all right. Where John, are you off to?
Just you face the wall, my John. Love. And stop there while the sun's high. And your soul can rest untroubled.
What do you mean? John! John!
There now, love. There now. Breathe. Breathe. Do as I told you. That's right. That's right.
Is there aught a body can do to help, Mother Keach?
I didn't know you was up, John Faber.
Aye. And Will Dunga's gone for Father Crispin. Sarah wanted to help, but our babe started up. So yes, I said I'd come.
John, bless you. Though I've done a few birds in my time, I should know what's what. And push, Margaret, push. That's right.
Lord, what is it? I do not understand. Tonight at midnight mass, John Faber would not meet my eye. He came to receive communion, but I saw he secretly kept the host in his hand and turned away with it. Why? what dark uncertainty lurks in his heart. Does the fault lie with me? Have I failed you again? Show me, Lord, what I must do to atone and bring these people to you.
Father Crispin.
Who's there?
Will Dunger, Father.
Oh, come in, Will.
Were I disturbing your prayer?
It would be selfish to shut myself up in prayer when someone needs me. What can I do for you? You're very early.
I wanted you to hear my confession.
That's right. Now come on then, Margaret. Nearly there. Nearly there.
Aye, nearly there.
That's it. That's it. Come on. Good of Will Dunger to go for Father Crispin so early.
Owen, it must have been a week since I took a loaf from Agnes Fairhead's house. I went in and she weren't there, and her Adam were out helping Will on him. Or it may have been by Shank. I couldn't stop myself. She bakes a good loaf, does Agnes. Oh, and I'm ashamed of my carnal desires.
Oh.
When I saw Sarah Womstrang fetching water, now in Warwick, dear, must have been Tuesday last, I had these feelings.
Lord, you've given us a priest who... And last one, Margaret. Who sees fit to stall his beast and brew his ale in your house, given the wit to... All right, Margaret, all right. Here it comes. Oh.
Christina!
Give it to me. Marie! Let go of me, Fable.
Give it to me, old woman.
Never, in the name of the Father.
Don't the try that.
No!
God,
no! 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 Bring it back!
You've got to let her take it!
May you be damned for all eternity, John Fable. And may all your children roast in hell!
Margaret won't miss the child, Mother. Margaret won't miss it.
And I harboured evil thoughts against Muckle because he laughed at me smallness, and I would have
done... Will, may I be forgiven for interrupting a body in the unburdening of his soul, but is this what really troubles you? Is this why you rose before dawn to seek me out? Because I sense there's something much weightier that troubles you. What was that? William, in the name of Jesus Christ who died for you, tell me what's happening.
I can't, Father. I don't.
You dare not do otherwise. You should rather die in agony a thousand times over than that. The eternal soul of one innocent babe should be put in peril. Take that. It's holy water. Now you come with me and run, man. Run!
Father, we've got to go back way.
It's not far, little one, eh? Come on, keep up your crying so he knows we're coming.
Hurry, man, hurry!
Now, you said you'll be making for the stepping stones, but the river's frozen so we could cross here and cut her off. Mm. And if you see him in green, you have the holy water. Uncork the bottle and throw the water at him. God save you, Will,
and you, Father.
Nearly there, little one. Nearly there. Don't die yet.
Christina!
There he is, Will! And there's Christina! Keep between them at all costs!
No, keep away. You can't stop us now.
Christina!
Let him draw near. Will, don't be afraid. God is with us.
Oversight, priest. You don't know what you're meddling with.
Christina, give the child to me. Save your own soul from eternal torment.
What do you know about eternal torment?
Christina!
Oh, stand firm, Will.
Will Dunga's your help, is it?
The child! I will have the child!
Stand firm!
Let him draw near.
Save yourself, woman. God has not spurned you yet.
Christina!
All right, Will, the bottle. Now, the bottle! Begone, foul fiend!
In nomine Patris et Filii!
Stay away from me!
Spiritus Sancti, catch her! Hold her, Will!
I baptize you, Theodore, and splash you with holy water under the sign of the cross, that hereafter you may not be afraid to confess the faith of Christ crucified.
What of it?
I don't know. Take the baby and fight against sin.
So holy water splashed her too?
I don't know. Take the baby and the works of Satan until your life's end, and may the Spirit of the Lord be with you forever.
Amen.
She's disappeared.
The fight isn't over. Look, the spider still lives. Stand back. Back, back. Take the child, keep it warm, and run. Get him back to his mother.
What will you do?
I don't know. But go. And Will. It was well done. Now, creature from hell, come to me. I don't know what evil you plan, but I shan't let you go. Ah!
Heavenly Father, give me strength to fight the enemy till the last breath in my body is gone. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this.
Sunrise.
Not yet. Come here to the window.
What?
Come on, don't wake your mother.
What is it?
God has granted me a vision this Christmas morning. All is not right in the world beyond the manor. There are forces of chaos at work. It is our task to create a center of order and beauty here, from where shafts of divine light can emanate and repulse the chaos. Now, look out there. You see our circle of trees?
Well, yes.
What do they lack?
Leaves?
No. Wrong. They lack a center. Now listen. Those circles are but a coup de say. We have to build something much greater, and it will be sited on the east side of the house as is fitting.
Where the new dovecot is.
The dovecot. We will demolish the dovecot, for we shall need that site to build a chapel. The most exciting Christendom has ever seen. With concentric circles of pillars instead of trees, on a massive scale, twice the size of those poultry rings. And in the center, at its very heart, will be a replica of the pillars. Smaller, but still by no means small. And at the center of that, a replica of the replica. And at the center of that... What do you think? Are not the works of man sublimely wonderful?
Oh, God. Oh, God, help us. Don't let this thing get us. I'll do anything. I can't ship for the rest of my life, but don't let it get us. Please, don't let it get us.
What's gone wrong? Why does Margaret have an infant nuzzle in her breast? What have you done?
It's going to get us, John, I know.
What?
Because it's free. It's
what is?
Spider.
What have you done? What have you...
I couldn't help it. I couldn't let it.
Fool! Where's Christina?
Gone.
Gone where?
Into hell. I flung holy water at Satan. He disappeared. He must have took Christina after him, all in a hissing, sizzling rush into hell. But he left Spider for us all. Huge and terrible.
You fool! You utter fool!
Where's Spider now?
Crispin! John... Have you seen Father Crispin? It's my Joan. Something's got her. She's all swollen. She's going black. I can't breathe. The tongue's just... Dear God, you should...
Sweet Father Crispin, Dunga!
Hey, I'm back yet.
I'll come with you, Will. But fear the worst. You'll have a lot to answer for, Will Dunga.
Thank you.
Sarah.
John, come quick.
Sorry, Will. Go on. You go and try and soothe your jaw with water. Yeah. Then rouse everyone. Warn them. That spider's Satan's creature. He can get anywhere. Yeah. Bye, Shank. Fetch my hammer and a long iron.
Right.
Sarah.
John. Huh? Get it off. Get it off.
I know. He's not afraid of us,
Sarah.
Oh,
my little girl. Here you are.
Oh, stand clear.
Don't hurt her.
Get your gun, you beast.
Mind her. Get it in the corner. Pin it down. Will you get it in the corner? There. There. And hammer it. Hammer it. Hammer it back to hell.
Where's it? It won't take no hurt.
Hey, look how he's running.
Where is it?
Oh, little bugger, that's for eating. You shove it in, you'll get some of me dogs as well. You just got to learn how to chew proper. Just like your father. Suck, suck, suck. No, shove it in.
Where's Pyeshank?
Oh, I don't know, he buggered off before I was up.
As soon as he comes, so you get to the church.
Hey, look, what's up?
Will Dunger's fouled up.
Hey, come back. Huh? What do you mean?
Margaret had a babe and Will Dunger's fouled up. Now Joan's dead.
Dead? What? Bonnieman's Joan?
Aye.
What of?
Something that turned her black.
Alice, get the babe. We've got to get out of here.
Faber said everyone's got to get to the church.
Church be buggered. I'm getting right out of the village.
Oh, please yourself.
What's happened?
Just get the babe, Alice, and get out.
Why?
Unless you want to die unshriven.
Unshriven? Why? Where's Father Crispin?
As I lie on Christmas night, alone in my longing, methought I saw a welfare sight, a maid her child rocking. Lulai, lulai.
Whoa, steady, boy, steady. What is it? Steady, steady. Oh no, who is it? No, steady, boy, steady. I must see what ails him. Who is it? Father Crispin? Is it you? Are you... Oh, merciful Father in heaven!
All right. We're most of us here. We ain't here.
Tom Cockerbaldy, ain't he?
He went running off down Netherend. I saw him.
The Gapper? He ain't neither.
His wife we got.
Oh, shit.
John Wellicombe's dead. Tried to chop the spider with an axe.
Axe leaped right back and cut his own foot right off. I saw.
John Dustybeard, what about him?
Told me he was staying at Mill.
Oh, he's mad.
And Will Honeyman said he were going to join him there.
Oh, he's mad and all.
By Shank and Coldivers, I told him to come, but he wanted to get right out.
Aye, so shall we all.
Bonks.
Will Dunger, he ain't here.
Aye, we don't want him here neither.
He is here. I know he's here. I seen him somewhere.
Yeah. Aye, I seen him.
Will Dunger, are you here?
He's over there.
Go on. Hold it back!
Get on! Let go!
Hold it for me!
Hello, John. What's your ma got a right to be here, Sever?
You ain't got no rights, Will Dunger. My wife and babe are dead because of you and five more besides. So don't you talk about rights!
Let go! Let go!
Kill him!
John, I couldn't help it. No, would you have you? No, let go, let go!
Stop it!
Don't let him get out!
He's barred it. He still doesn't need to bar the door.
Let me try. Will Dunger, open this door.
Forget him. Leave him for the spider. He ain't our problem now.
Hey, no, Margaret, you hold him like this.
They tried to kill me.
William! Hey, you come in here with us, William. Just you come in here.
They tried to kill us. Look, I'm hurt. And they'd have done for us if I hadn't been so quick.
That's the way they are. Always need someone to blame.
Can't go back in church now.
Stay here with us then.
But it ain't safe here. What if It comes.
I heard Tom Langan say he saw it go up the manor.
Come back. Then what?
Be safe in the church, would you?
Church is holy.
Oh, I'll tell you where's holy. He is holy. Because you, Will Dunga, you and Father Crispin, you went to face Satan. And you put your lives in peril to defy him for the sake of my grandchild. That goodness will far outlive any of our mortal bodies. And if it does come, and if it does get you, you've got nothing to fear. Because I tell you, after what you've done, they'll make you a saint.
Father? Father, where are you?
Geoffrey!
Father? Father, you too!
Oh, my Geoffrey.
What's been happening?
What? Did you see it, Geoffrey?
What? See what?
I saw it, did battle with it, and I am glad, because I have seen the end of all things. But I clung on, Geoffrey. I clung on to tell you. You must build a tomb with 8 sides and 8 chambers. One is for your mother and me. One for you and your wife when your time comes. One for your son and his wife, and on until the 8th generation.
But why?
8 is the last judgment. 8 is the new Jerusalem. And at last, I know.
Know what?
The beast. 8 is the number of the beast.
John? John Dustybeard? You here? The others have gone to the church, but I reckon as how you'd be staying here in the mill because of how Satan talked like water. John? You here? I broke off one and put it across the threshold. Spider won't get that way neither. We're safe here. John?
Why this way? I don't like the forest. Should have gone round the fields. What if it's up in a tree? Shut up.
How's it going to be up in tree? It's in village, isn't it?
How do I know where it is now? You loosed it on the world.
Me who loosed it?
Oh, my God, Thomas. I've got to go back. I forgot. I got a shilling and a pot buried under the fire.
We ain't going back, Alice.
It's a shilling.
I don't care if it's 10 shilling.
How long are we staying away? And what about the guy?
Shut up, Alice.
What if someone else goes in our house and finds that shilling? Oh, shut your yowling, you. Oh, Thomas. It's on your shoulder.
Get it off! Get it!
You shall not die in vain, Father. I will fulfill all the great and noble plans you had, I promise. And the peasants will help, I know. We'll build your chapel, and the world will know how great was your vision. Through you, the human race was uplifted.
Geoffrey.
Yes, Father?
The creature, it has come. Again.
Where?
Gird yourself, take my sword. You will vanquish it. God will give you strength.
Where, Father?
Beside you.
Did we do wrong, Muckle, in the eyes of the Lord?
I didn't do nothing. It was your idea.
Margaret ain't truly human. It wasn't no worse than taking a car for a lamb. What else could we have done? What else could Christina have done? Right from the start, she wanted to fight Sir Richard. What should we have done? Starved to death so he could have his way? Took our forelocks and said, we'll plant your trees and we'll lie right down and die for you, Sir Richard. Course we will. Would that have been right? And if we'd risen up against him, gone to the manor waving our rakes and our pitchforks crying for his blood, we'd all have been hanged. Would that have been right? Mm-hmm. We had no choice. I don't repent.
Oh! It's here! It's got in!
It got in. It got into God's house. Then truly we did sin. And Satan will gather souls for hell. How long those cows going to go unmilked? Well, I aren't going to milk them. Oh, they should have let us stay in church.
William, listen. I've an idea. Do you know how they used to trap evil spirits of old? Ones that couldn't be harmed, be stoned, or iron, or fire, or nothing?
No.
They'd put them in an hole and close up the hole. Good and hard that there they were trapped.
Oh.
So what does that tell you we should do?
What?
He gave you an heart, but he didn't give you no brains, did he? Now, what do you reckon to this crossbeam over here? Come on, here's an hammer and a blade. Could you make a hole in the beam and a peg to close it up tight?
An hole to put spider in?
You got it.
I reckon I could.
Right.
How big do you reckon we want it?
Oh, you've seen the spider. Well, how big do you think? But not so big you can't hold the peg.
Here, when we trap this spider, I'm going to let all those out at church and tell them. They'll think I'm a hero. Then they'll like me. I won't have to cart shit no more.
Never mind that. Get the old mate first.
Here, how are we going to get that thing into all? Is it coming? Can you see anything moving on snow?
Don't fret yourself. Think about your work.
Oh, it's got to come soon. Where do you reckon it's been?
I don't reckon nothing. I put myself in the good Lord's hands.
Go and have another look up to her.
Just get the peg shaped.
Oh, I'm nearly done. You reckon it was Pie Shank was father of her babe?
Who can say?
Such fault all this.
Someone would have had a baby sooner or later. You can't hold nature back for long. And look at Margaret. She ain't never been so happy her whole life. No, I bless whoever it was.
On the cage. What was that in shadows? Someone moved.
I don't see. It's here.
It's up on mattress.
Margaret!
What are you doing? Fetch the peg. What are you doing?
It's my business. Don't you touch that peg.
What are you doing?
Just finish the peg. I have it in my hands. Peg!
I'm doing it!
Peg, quick!
I'm doing it!
I can't hold it much longer. If I drop it, you must cease.
Oh, don't drop it!
Hurry!
I'm doing it! Okay, I got the peg.
Oh,
but spider in hole. Get it in.
Don't
get it out. Don't let it out. Oh, let me get the peg past your fingers. All right. Take your fingers away. Don't let it out. Don't let it out. Don't let it out. All right. Done.
Hammer.
I got it. We got him.
Hold me over. To Margaret. Well, please. Hold me over. My hand and hers together. Let me clasp her. Oh, thank you. It's not dead, Will. It's not killed. You know that? It's still there. Still alive. Waiting.
Aye, but he can't get out. Can it?
Not till someone pulls the peg out. Is the babe alive?
Slept through it.
Oh.
Little bugger.
Look after him. It was born on Christmas Day. We died for him.
And so began the first day of my life. My father here took me from that place of death, along with an horse and two milk cows, and I survived. We didn't return to Wallyscote till I was 10 years old. The sight of the place shocked my father. Buildings were falling, green plants were springing up through the stones, tall saplings pushing up amongst Sir Richard's circle of beech trees, putting his numbers out. Nature was claiming the place for herself again. The house where I was born was in ruins, but my father found the beam and loaded it onto our cart. Aye, because what if someone else were to stumble across it? Someone who didn't know and take it with them, planning to cut the wood up? Aye, we knew we had to take it with us and keep it with us for the rest of our lives and pass it on in trust to someone after us and someone after him throughout all time, lest death be unleashed again to stalk amongst us. And so we travel the country with this beam, keeping it safe, telling its story, reminding people what happens when they meddle with things they didn't ought to. And which of you, I wonder, now you know the story, now you know what dwells within this wood, still thinks he has courage enough to place his hand on it? Father, bring the holy water.
Yeah.
Those of you who wants to protect yourself against the powers of darkness, you come and lay your hand just here. Then we've got holy water right beside, blessed by the Bishop of Wakefield himself. You can dip your finger in and cross yourself so no evil can touch you. That's right. Up you come. It won't cost you much, just a coin or two. How much does landlord want?
4 shilling.
4 shilling? He never. It's not what he said when we came.
Yeah, Theo, he's seen what they give us. He wants more.
Yeah, he ain't getting more. He'll get a shilling or I'll knock his head off. What'll that leave for us?
11 shilling and 3 pence. No, 4 pence.
Why do they give so much? I never understand it.
They like a good story. Well told.
Ah, but it's so much more than the time we was trying juggling.
I weren't any good at juggling.
We were. People liked us. They clapped. They didn't throw eggs. Well, they threw eggs when you tried dancing.
Don't know why they didn't like me dancing.
Ah, well, don't try again. Oh, yeah. This cheese ain't much good he gave us. Give him 9 pence. Bugger the shit. We want some.
Nah.
We're going to make it to York tomorrow.
We're up early. Wash needs a shoe.
We were going to pay the car this summer.
I'll wash it instead. You know, I'll tell you why people give us good money. It's because they need our story. They hunger for it. And we feed their souls. See, we put meaning where there was emptiness. We give them a reason for life. Because if all that death just come out of nowhere, then what hope we got that our lives mean anything at all? That's what goes through their minds.
Except it did come out of nowhere.
Did it? How do you know? You weren't there. You weren't even born when it started.
You ain't saying it's true, all that. Are you?
There's a chisel in me bag. You want to take that peg out the beam?
You want me to?
I'm asking you. Aye. Best leave it where it is. Yeah, cut some more of that cheese and a bit of bread.
You want to watch it? One of these days I will take it out.
I wouldn't. If I were you.
Where are we playing in York, then?
Place Barkminster.
Was that where someone stole our skittles one time?
No, that was back at Cathedral in Durham. That's what you're thinking of.
That weren't. That was where you were chased by them dogs and got your bum bitten.
Were it? No, that was Shipton. Well, I said, no, it was my bum.
What happened in York, then?
What happened in York was that you got your head turned by that fancy woman. Lost the best part of 10 shilling for us.
Paul Copley played Faber, Christian Rodsker, Dunga, Michael Cochrane, Sir Richard, Rachel Atkins, Christina, and Keith Drinkle, the man in green, in The Devil's Kiss. Mother Keach was Carol Boyd, Theodore Robert Harper, Sarah Alice Arnold, Kaldavach and Margaret, Colleen Prendergast, Pyshank Andrew Branch, Honeyman Kim Wall, Muckle Jonathan Adams, Father Crispin David Collings, and Geoffrey Peter England. The Devil's Kiss was written by Stephen Dunstan and was based on the Swiss novella The Black Spider by Jeremias Gotthelf. The director was Martin Jenkins.
Well, next week at this time you can hear Wally K. Daly's dramatic portrait of the Mad Monk and his influence on the Russian royal family. Robert Glenister stars in Grigory Efimovich Rasputin, Almost the Truth, our 90-minute drama next weekend. Now, we love to unearth forgotten gems from the archive here on BBC Radio 4 Extra, and this weekend is no exception when We Are Clang revisit the work of the late controversial poet Peter Croxton.
My friend Sean sat on the lawn with all manner of porn. My friend Paul
sat on a wall, Croxton,
holding a ball, and he did the front claw.
Oh, this is terrible.
My friend Peter was an overeater.
Someone throw
his father a wife.